I saw my mate Chris last night and had a lengthy conversation about something that he wants to, well, wants us to clear up. He's on the phone now. Chris, what's going on?
Basically, Scott, I think a massive travesty of justice has taken place. Now, I don't mean to sound like a sore loser or anything like that, but it's about the show Get Your Own Back, which was on in the 90s. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah.
Basically, I was a contestant on that. I was 10 years old at the time, and I took my barber on.
I remember this, Chris. This was a show where you used to take, like, your teacher on or someone.
Yeah,
it was on when I was a kid, yeah. And then you basically gunged them and, like, did challenges and stuff to try and make them look stupid, basically.
I had to do about 5 or 6 games, and the aim was, if you win, you get to put your adult in the gunge. So my ultimate aim was to get my barber in the gunge.
Yeah. Do you still know him now?
Yeah, I do, and this is the thing, he's still really smug about the whole affair, because obviously he went away, he avoided the gunge, and I've ultimately looked like a fool for 10 years, I've looked like a loser.
So what happened then? You're claiming that you didn't lose?
I'm claiming that I didn't lose. I mean, this is the thing, if you take Dave's word as law...
Dave Benson Phillips?
Yep, Dave Benson Phillips, I've lost. But this is why I'm really annoyed, is that when you watch the video back, there's one game where I've got to shoot down a load of petals, okay? Now, I really don't mean to sound too bitter about this, but it's really knocked me off. And I've got to shoot down a load of petals, and you can quite clearly see, if you count the petals at the start and then count the petals at the end, that he's miscounted.
And you were on this when you were 10, and how old are you now?
I'm 22.
And you've been annoyed about it for 12 years?
Yeah. But, I mean, you've got to understand that whenever someone asks me, about Get Your Own Back, or, I say you try and impress a girl or something like that and say that I was on Get Your Own Back when I was younger...
Does that work?
Well, obviously not, because I've then got to go on a massive long explanation about how I didn't really lose, but that Dave Benson Phillips counted the petals wrong.
Right, you can see this video...
This has really got to you, hasn't it? I love it.
Massively.
You can see this video now at Radio 1 online, but count the petals for yourself and see if you think Chris is... has been done wrong.
I mean, the thing is, Scott, is that I lost by 10 points overall. Okay, now that's one petal on this game.
So what are you hoping for now? Do you want a written apology from Dave Benson Phillips?
I don't know what can be done, because I actually tried to get hold of him and I couldn't get anywhere near him. Now, I know he's doing a tour around the UK.
Sorry, that sounded really ominous. I tried to get hold of him and couldn't get anywhere near him, like you were going to do something awful.
You just
want to have a chat to him and ask him to apologise.
I mean, an apology would do, but ideally I want some kind of revenge for my barber.
You want him to still be gunged?
Ideally, I mean, whenever I go to the barbers, and he's happy to tell everyone that I lost. And I didn't lose, Scott. I mean, it's out of order.
Bless you, Chris. This has affected you a lot.
Yeah, massively. I mean, I can't say what the kind of knock-on effect of it has been. I mean, what kind of life I could have lived if I, say, had won the game. I mean, the thing is I've got all these great photos of my time on Get Your Own Back, and I just feel that the whole thing was completely tainted. I personally think a massive wrong has taken place over... I mean, ultimately, it's over a petal. Can you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can. I wouldn't have liked it, because it's national humiliation.
Massively. And as a 10-year-old at the time, that's huge, you know? And the thing is, at uni and stuff like that, people were saying, look, we'll go along to one of his tour dates, because he's doing like a UK tour of all the student clubs and all of that, and we'll see what can happen. You know, maybe kind of, if he's on stage, we can corner him, that kind of thing. I would love to see Dave Benson Phillips, speak to him, something. I'm angry, but then equally, I just feel something needs to be done.
Okay, right, well, leave it with us and we'll see what we can do.
All right, I mean, you do see what I'm saying. I mean,
I get it, Chris.
Is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Now, earlier on, we're talking to Chris. We're saying about this about 20 past four, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris was on Get Your Own Back, that old kids' TV show, when he was 10. He's now 22, but Chris is saying that he should have won. Chris is saying that the petals were counted wrongly, and the girl won, and that shouldn't have been the case. It shouldn't have been that way.
He didn't half go on about it, though, didn't he?
He went on about it a lot, and it's obviously something that's been troubling him for for some time.
I think he should have just got over it, but,
Me and him had at least a 20-minute conversation about this last night. A lot of you have seen the video. Go to my pages online at bbc.co.uk/radio1 and see if you think Chris has been done wrong or not.
To be honest, although I think he should maybe shut up about it now, they were counted wrongly and he should have won, I think.
Please welcome to Radio 1 the host of Get Your Own Back, Dave Benson-Phillips. Hi, Dave.
Hello there, Scott Milton. Hello to all the listeners of Radio 1 all over Great Britain. Hi.
How are you?
Not bad, sir. You?
Yeah, really good. Now, this has been rolling on for a while, hasn't it?
Has it? Oh, it's been rolling on for years. Do you know what? If it's the same guy who emails me, yes, it's been going on a heck of a long time.
Oh, did he email you as well?
Yes, he has.
Okay. So what do you think about all this, Dave?
There's a young lady in the background giggling. Yeah. I heard what you said, madam. I heard.
I can't believe that not only is he going on about it to us, he's also emailing you.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've had it. Right, here we go. Here's the thing. I wasn't quite sure how to deal with this. But one of the things that we always had on Get Your Own Back was we always had a field of adjudicators who would normally stop the show if there was a points discrepancy or something that was wrong with my addition or subtraction.
Yeah, because people make mistakes, don't they? So you need to have adjudicators there.
So we have a bank of half a dozen people. And basically what would happen is they would go over everything, make sure it's okay, and then we'd move on with the next game. Now, if there was a problem with the petals, one of those six people would have actually have spotted it, and we could have actually have got on with the rest of the game. So I was actually quite amazed that when I've seen the film footage myself, there was nothing wrong, and at the time when we actually filmed it, I'm sorry to say, if there was a discrepancy, those guys would have actually hauled us up about it, and they would have taken me into the office and had a quiet word and told me about my lack of maths. So I do feel for this guy because he's been contacting me over the years to see, you know, yeah, has he, you know, have I got a problem with all of this? And I tried to avoid him, but this has got now, because it's actually got now to national level.
I
feel that I have to say, whilst I have no booze inside my body at this moment in time, and I'm very sober, that if there had been a discrepancy, the people at the BBC, the adjudicators, would have stopped me. And as it was, they didn't. Anyway, listen, one of the things that I did feel that I should say whilst I'm here... Are you still there, by the way, Scott?
Yeah, I'm just listening, Just listening.
Sorry for rattling on. I realised I've been going on forever. Anyway, listen, the fact of the matter is this. Get Your Own Back has been off the telly for quite a while. We would love for the show to be taken back up by the auspices that is the BBC. And quite frankly, if that's the case, if one of you people out there has any sway with the BBC, we will go back on, we will do the programme, and for this young guy who feels cheated by what I may or may not have done, we will do for him a rematch, a do-over. We will do an inaugural episode dedicated to this guy. We will get the same person on he wanted to have his own back on. We will get him on, and we will do the points counting correctly. That is what we shall do for him. But all we got to do is just get us back on the screen.
So, Dave, are you saying that...
See, you're basically saying if we could get you another series commissioned, then you'll gunge the guy that deserved to be gunged in the first place.
Yes, I believe you ladies call it closure.
But we have to get you a whole second series.
That's right, and I believe you ladies call it closure.
But Dave...
I just realised what you've said. Do you know, we were on for 14... We were on for 14 years.
14 years, Becky.
Yeah, Becky. Where have you been? And by the way, Becky, it's still being shown, you know. And also, we do live shows of it.
Yeah, we know this, yeah.
You talk as much as Chris does.
No, yeah, he does. You do universities, don't you, Dave?
I have been known to do the university circuit. That's mad, you know.
I know, it's good.
That's mad circuit.
Let's say if I could get this guy's barber, Chris, his barber, right, and you together, would you be prepared to gunge him?
What, am I prepared to gunge him?
Yes.
Well, do you know what? Why not?
Yes! Love you, Dave Benson-Phillips.
Not a problem at all, Mr. Mills. And by the way, if anybody's listening to Scott Mills, please do so. He's a great DJ.
Thank you, Dave Benson-Phillips. And we'll be in touch about the we'll be in touch about the gungeon, Dave. All right.
Thank you very much. You got me numbers.
We've got your numbers.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1.
Wow.